This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What a story. Two men, Peter and John, who are about to be punished for doing a good thing. Have you ever had anybody resent you for doing a good thing? Don't raise your hand, you have. Sometimes people resent it when you do the right thing in a situation. People hate it when you do the right thing. And perhaps you've had people angry in your family because you did the right thing in a particular situation. Here, Peter and John are called into question because they heal a man who's been crippled for perhaps decades. Since birth, perhaps, and they heal him. He's walking around the community, and everybody knows him. It would be like the woman that I saw in India with the massive facial deformity changed and walking around, and everybody, isn't that the woman that used to beg on that particular corner? That's how dramatic it was, if not more so. And I want you to notice that they spoke with a boldness that wasn't generated by self, it came from the Lord. And any boldness that you have in praying, any boldness that you and I have in speaking about the Lord, especially in light of what happened in Oregon, stand up if you're a Christian. You know, I think there's going to be situations that happen morally and culturally. I'm not talking about somebody shooting you. I'm talking about people are going to be challenged. Do you really believe in Jesus? You really do? Are you one of those people that actually believes in the cross and you believe in the atonement and you believe in all the stuff connected and you believe in the resurrection? And you're one of those crazy people that believes the Bible is inspired by God? Yeah, I do. Those days are going to come more and more in our culture. And what my point is, you need to be prepared for it. You need to be prepared for it, and so do I. Let's talk about boldness in prayer by using a quote of Martin Lloyd-Jones. Martin Lloyd-Jones was a medical doctor who decided in England to go into the ministry. I don't know too many situations like that. Here he was educated as a doctor, had a practice, and said, I just feel the call of God on my life to go into the ministry, and he did. And he talks about boldness in prayer. He said, this holy boldness, this argumentation, this reasoning, the putting the case before God and pleading his own promises is the whole secret of prayer. When's the last time maybe you quoted scripture to God about anything I ask in your name, if it's your will, you'll hear me? Have you ever quoted God to God? Quoted his word? I have. I'll admit it. And you say, does that work? Well, let me ask you this. Those of you that are parents, did you ever have a son or daughter say, Dad, remember when you told me that if A happened, then B will happen? Well, sort of. Yeah, I guess I do. You ever have a daughter remind you of something you said? You said we would do this or go to this place if I did this. And we're convicted and we're moved by our children calling attention to things we have said. I think with God the Father it has power when you and I quote scripture. Say, Lord, the word says, you're my shepherd. And the shepherd cared for his flock, and the shepherd made sure the sheep were fed. And Lord, I'm calling you my shepherd. I believe you're my shepherd. I believe that has power in prayer, just like Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said it did. Verse 30, and after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Twice, the word boldly is used, parousia, to speak with freedom.
Well, this is a message about boldness in prayer from Acts, the 4th chapter. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure and look at the feature known as visual stories on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.